The year is 1793. Philadelphia is the nation's capital.
A hub for politics, learning, for trade and industry.
Tanneries and breweries and other kinds of small industry. Lots of merchants, horses, doing work.
And in the sweltering heat of the summer months, residents in this young city complain about the refuse from all that activity. Waste and animal carcasses.
Swarms of mosquitoes buzz about. Refugees from the Haitian Revolution have poured into the city of about 55,000 inhabitants. And a devastating illness starts to spread.
Jaundice of the eyes, jaundice of the skin, so everything looks yellow.
People are dying so fast. People describing symptoms in the morning and being dead in the afternoon.
Vomiting blood, blood in the stool.
Yellow fever has returned to the city after a 30-year break.
My husband informs me of the death of Reuben Haynes Sr., who died this morning rather suddenly. Many have gone off within these few days.
He describes the image of seeing a carriage going around with no driver, just a dead body laying across the seat.
One of the big misconceptions from the beginning is that black people are immune.
Those who can flee run from the city. Those who stay panic.
There's just incredible fear and the idea that at any minute you could get it. Do they look a little yellow? Is my eye yellow?
The yellow fever epidemic of 1793 decimated the city's population.
It was mayhem.
It challenged the city's health and political infrastructure.
Bury the dead, nurse the dying.
'Tis really an alarming and serious time.
Responding to this crisis became political, and its aftermath brought important changes and public health policies.
This is the beginning of public health.
I'm Maiken Scott, host of the health and science show The Pulse at WHYY.
And I'm Mike Udell, public health historian at the Dornsife School of Public Health at Drexel University.
And together we're going to take you on a walking tour through historic Philadelphia. We're going to visit five locations that played an important role in this epidemic and the response to it.